This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Clayton. So, congratulations with everything. I got a chance to see your good work last year hanging around the Dodgers. Congratulations on that too, by the way.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rob. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so, it's a cliche question, but, you know, obviously you want to carry over a lot of the good stuff, a lot of the vibes, a lot of the work ethic, a lot of all the things that your coaches sort of implemented. Has that been, not as easy, but has that been, have you been able to do that as much as you want in a short period of time, or is that going to be a work in progress?
I think our crew here has been great. I think one thing we talked about, you know, right away as a staff and message to the players is that I don't think, like, development never stops in the major league level, and you know, fortunate enough to be around some really successful players for a number of years that had, you know, reach some, you know, heights as individual players and as a team, and that's what you notice. They always had a quest to get better, whether that was, you know, kind of day to day, you know, or season to season. That was, you know, there's always kind of this thirst to improve my game, and even if it was, you know, marginally get better, they were always looking to do that. So with our group here, you know, being much younger and, you know, a lot of them trying to cut their teeth at the major league level and establish themselves, that's something we've taken as well. Like, hey, we're just going to look to try to get better every single day. Like, that never stops, you know, and it shouldn't throughout your career. So that guys have been very open to that. I mean, it's a young, hungry group, which has been fun. There's a ton of energy. So that for myself and our staff has been a lot of fun to work with.
You have, like, the Mookie Betts lesson. And in other words, it's like you can say, hey, listen, no matter what, where you are at your career, no matter what, this is a guy, and I know Mookie, you know, and obviously you helped coach Mookie, but this is a guy who when he came to the park, he wanted to get better. He was asking questions. Like, and to say, to have that message, to have that story, I would imagine is a powerful one.
Yeah, great. And that, you know, and those guys, like, they, you know, you mentioned Mookie, like, they appreciated being coached. I think they cared maybe less where it came from and more like, are you going to be able to help me or not? Are you going to be in my corner, you know, good or bad or not? And, you know, it takes a little while to earn that type of trust, but then when you do, you know, you realize that's what it's all about. Like, can you help make players better? You know, we're not, and that's what they care about. So that's what we're trying to do here as well. And it's fun, you know, guys, you know, they ask, you know, a lot of questions. What's the, you know, what is their work like, and what is the routine like, and how do they go about it? And so, you know, being able to share and impart some of that, you know, is a lot of these are our guys are just starting kind of their journey. You know, hopefully it's, you know, of some benefit.
It's, It seems like forever ago. I know it was forever ago because when I asked this question of Kevin Cash, it was his first year as manager, and now he's the longest tenured manager. So I know I'm old. And but I asked him that first year, what is the thing that maybe you didn't anticipate or this has been surprised? We're only a few weeks in. I get it. But for you, what is that?
I think you you realize there's going to be much more on your plate. But I think until, like, you know, being there and living it out, you know, you don't realize how much is coming, you know, at you on a daily basis. And the other part is, you know, I'm not like a coach anymore. Like I used to, you know, it's like years, like, you know, you got a group of players or a specific area that you're focusing on and spending time on. And now, you know, we have great coaches to do that. I'm much more of a, you know, I'm trying to be a manager of people and facilitating, you know, and ensuring that our, you know, trying to help build a culture and get us moving in the right direction. So it's probably maybe a little bit less fungo and throwing and things I've been doing.
It's called delegation,
it's
man.
More, like, it's more conversations. Yeah. And so that part is taking me a little while to get used to, because that's kind of what I've, you know, always been. And it's not that, you know, there aren't opportunities to coach and, you know, do things that you love to do, but I mean, it's not my number one responsibility at this point.
He said media relations, like Shamokes like myself, you know, but that's part of it too. It's like, it's like you said, there's only so many hours in the day, right? For you, I mean, I mean, you know, as a coach, you sort of know like what your day looks like. But as the head guy, there's a lot of things.
Yeah. There are a few more things that pop up or that need my attention that I, you know, witnessed from more, you know, afar and seen, but not, you know, actually having to handle those things each day for sure.
The last thing is to go back to the last World Series game. I want to get your perspective. I love it. You know, like, so I was there. It was a crazy game. Ultimately, you have the field. You have the celebration in the field. Joe's wearing his Baseballs and Boring shirt on his knees in the middle of the outfield. I'm like, for me, that was a great moment. For you, to walk BGT if you could yet last innings, especially with Walker, who you're going to see pitch against your team today. What was that like? What was that like for you?
I think even like running out for the top of the ninth, and now we have the lead, and you're running out there going, all right, man, like at first we kind of hit, like we're three outs away from winning the World Series. And then it's like snap back in, like we need to try to score some more points. So like trying to stay focused on like, you know, this inning, but then, you know, you're in the dugout and Walker goes out there and it's like, all right, one out.
You know, did you know? I mean, because a lot of stuff is going on. Did you like, what's going on?
I knew we had, like, you know, Doc had managed the, you know, the bullpen beautifully. Like, what we had to do to, like, get us to that point where we could come back and have a chance. So you kind of are looking through who, you know, I got my outfield card, like, okay, who's available? And, you know, there's really nothing left, right? And so I didn't know it was going to be Walker, but then, you know, you see Walker run out there and you're like, okay, man, we'll definitely, you know, this guy knows what it's like to pitch in a big game. He's not going to be scared of anything. And then as those outs ticked away, you know, you just start to feel it. And the feeling was as great as maybe you imagined, you know, I mean, even better, like, because you think back to the whole off season, the spring training, everything you go through as a team throughout a season. That's what it's all about, is to win the last game. And then we run out there, you almost can't believe it.
Like, it hits different, right?
It was it surpassed expectations.
Yeah, I always say, like, this is, again, an old thing, but the image of Steve Young holding up a trophy and the coming out of his skin, like, I don't think people understand it.
No. Yeah. Because all the things behind the scenes, all the time you spend together throughout the course of a season, and you ride ups and downs, and every team does, and we had our fair share of adversity we had to deal with last year as well, but for it to all come together and to, you know, get over the top. I think I was as happy for Dave Roberts as anybody, just because, you know, the amount of success he's had and some of the unfair criticism been thrown out there, and to, you know, masterfully take us through that run, and for our team to, you know, to win it all, full season, all of that nonsense that was, you know, spread around, like, it was organizationally a great, great feeling.
Well, I'm happy for you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.